This Capital Ministries ministry update is about a thriving African ministry that is eager for the upcoming Cape Town Conference. As established and newly recruited ministry leaders in Africa eagerly anticipate the upcoming training and recruiting conference, John Castle, CapMen's Africa director, says he's heard some good news about our mission and nations on that continent. Castle shared this, quote, "We've started more than 20 ministries in Africa, and I'm hearing such encouraging reports, even progress that occurred when COVID-19 limited access. Internet connections aren't always reliable here, but recently I heard from several ministry leaders, and I'm greatly heartened by what I'm seeing across Africa," end quote. The Zambian team has been meeting consistently with a variety of local and provincial governmental leaders and are establishing regular Bible studies. CapMen's ministry leader in Madagascar is meeting regularly with the Speaker of the National Assembly and encourages her with the word. Three new men have been recruited as ministry leaders in Guinea, Cote d'Ivoire, and Eswatini, formerly Swaziland, to establish Bible study discipleship ministries to the leaders of their nations. All these ministry leaders and many others will attend the CapMen Training and Recruiting Conference in Cape Town, Republic of South Africa, on October 19th through the 23rd. Castle said he is anticipating a great turnout at the conference, which he is helping to plan and organize. Castle said, quote, "I'm really looking forward to ministry building we will have there in addition to opportunities to grow spiritually, establish fellowship, and exchange information and stories that will foster building the ministry in Africa. I praise the Lord for the opportunity to be engaged and work with Capital Ministries in this tremendous mission," end quote. Stephen Flandorp, CapMen's South Africa ministry leader, is also helping to organize the conference. He shared this, quote, "We are so excited about the training. Just today I heard from a pastor who is about 15 hours away from where I am. He's meeting with deputy mayors and mayors and doing amazing work," end quote. Pastor Flandorp said he has been networking with a number of people in different regions. He also shared this, quote, "We're praying to God and we are creating this team in South Africa who will be able to represent CapMen well on our side of the continent," end quote. The Cape Town Training and Recruiting Conference is one of four that CapMen is organizing for upcoming months in different regions around the world. The others are Panama City, Panama, October 3rd through 7th, Suva, Fiji, November 28th through December 3rd. A conference is scheduled in Brussels, Belgium, on June 26th through 29th, 2023. At the conferences established and newly recruited ministry leaders learn about Capital Ministries' intensely biblical methodology, which has been meticulously honed and tested over more than 25 years of ministry experience to public servants. At the conferences, ministry leaders, many of whom attend with their wives, are taught how to launch and sustain discipleship Bible studies, biblical teaching methods, the value of discipleship and relationship building, the priority of evangelism, the importance of leading public servants toward maturity in Christ, among many other topics. Ministry leaders will also learn about top-down missional strategy, wherein God's Word teaches us that political leaders, kings and all who are in authority, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, should be first in priority to reach with the Word of God. Conferences are also designed to build relationships between Capital Ministries leaders and cast worldwide vision for CapMen's mission. Capital Ministries asks our prayer partners and supporters to please pray for safe travels, the success of these conferences, for the ministry leaders and the ministries that have been established in Africa and around the world. To find out more about this worthy endeavor, the conferences, and anything else, go to capmen.org.